You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and to round out the end of Black History Month, we're going to celebrate doo-wop music from the street corners, harmonizing three-group harmony, four-group harmony, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Doo-bop-si-doo, boom-boom-boom-boom.
Doo-bop-si-doo, boom-boom-boom-boom-boom.
I'll always want to be.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, giving you some classic doo-wop music from Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. And you know, Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers originated in Harlem, New York, and they got their start in 1954. And you know, they are an American doo-wop group, most noted for being one of rock music's earliest successes, presented to international audiences by the late DJ Alan Freed. And you know, they basically were noted for being rock and roll's first all teenage act. And the members in Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers were Jimmy Merchant, Herman Santiago, Frankie Lymon, Joe Negroni, and Sherman Gaughans. And you know what? They were on the G and Roulette record label. And as you know, some of the members also, what a lot of you don't know is that Jimmy Castor, I'm talking about Bertha Butt Boogie Jimmy Castor, was a member of Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. In fact, he wrote some of the Teenagers' songs in the 1950s. And you know, Frankie Lymon, he died in 1968. And of course, Jimmy Castor, he died a couple of years ago in Las Vegas. Joe Negroni, some of the members are deceased. Joe Negroni is deceased. And Sherman Gaughans is deceased. So I think right now, the only person that is still alive is Herman Santiago. I believe that, I don't know if Jimmy Merchant is still alive at this moment, but just to let you know about Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, they had this hit, The ABCs of Love, in 1956, and I think they were one of the first, I would say, because you know, today they would call them a boy band or a boy group, but really they are doo-wop group that they traveled to England and they set London on fire. They were like one of the first acts to travel overseas to London, R&B act, and let me tell you, it caused a firestorm over there. And you know what, we definitely celebrate Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, and I just want to, you know, let you know about doo-wop. You know, doo-wop music is, you know, I grew up listening to doo-wop music as a young kid, because my parents are from that era. You know, my parents were born in the late 30s and early 40s. So their era was the 1950s, especially around this time, 1954, 1955. You know, they were like teenagers back then. And these are some of the R&B groups that they might have listened to, like Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Du Mauriers, the Bob Chords, the Cadillacs, the Eldorados. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating an original R&B art form, doo-wop music. And coming up next, we're going to play for you one of the groups, the Du Mauriers, the Du Mauriers singing All Night Long. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
From the Du Mauriers, talking about All Night Long. And just like I said, you know, doo-wop music really is music that originated in the 1940s by African-American youth. And, you know, doo-wop was mainly in large cities like New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Baltimore, Newark, Detroit, and Washington, D.C. And if you listen to some of the groups like the Temptations and, you know, George Clinton, the Four Tops, a lot of these groups got their start singing on street corners, you know, and their foundation was that vocal harmony. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, lyrics are simple, you know, usually about love, sung by lead vocal over background vocals. But you know what? The fathers of doo-wop music were the Mills Brothers. And, you know, the Mills Brothers were very popular, you know, back in the 30s and the 40s, and they were the ones that really, that started the four-part harmony that really is derived from the barbershop quartet type of singing. But the characteristics are there. And a lot of the doo-wop borrows a lot of elements from gospel as well as jazz, and also from swing. And, you know, a lot of what you hear, the fancy boogie-woogie, like boogie-woogie piano or jump boogie, you know, like Count Basie had this one called 1 o'clock jump, you know. But a lot of the elements are mixed together to give you that beautiful, harmonious, beautiful melodic sound. And coming up next, the Bop Chords from 1956, talking about Castle in the Sky. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Ooh.
Oh. You're listening to the bowl of soul.
Were from Harlem, New York. The Bop Chords had Ernest Hairston was the lead singer, William Daly first tenor, Ken Hamilton second tenor, Morris Marr baritone, and Leon Ivey. And they had this great song. This song I remember because this was a song my dad had. He had this record, Castle in the Sky. And I remember my mom, she used to always rock that song on Friday nights. But this is classic doo-wop. And you know, the Harlem's Bop Chords formed in 1955 in the same building where the Ladders, the Channels, which I'm going to play later on, which had Earl Lewis. Earl Lewis was the lead singer of the Channels, and he used to work with my dad. My dad knows Earl Lewis, and he was the lead singer of the Channels. And the Willows got their start, you know. And this is, you know, back in the days, you competed with other groups. And a lot of times, you know, you had local record companies, local neighborhood record companies. You know, one that was very local was Fury Records as well in Harlem, you know, and, you know, was run by the late Joe Robinson, that he had his record label, and he had his own record hop right there. I believe it was on Frederick Douglass Boulevard here in New York City. And, you know, you had a lot of competition, you know, you wanted to know who sang the best. And I'm going to tell you something, these brothers, they had their hair, you know, they had the conkling, meaning they had their hair slick. Brothers was wearing their suits, they tie, nice shirt and shoes. And they were out trying to outperform each other. A lot of these groups also did perform at the world famous Apollo Theater in Harlem. And coming up next, this group right here, one of my favorite groups that I love listening to, and Earl Speedo Carroll, who was from Brooklyn, New York, lead singer, he used to work as a custodian in one of the New York City public schools. He is now deceased, but let me tell you something. He was the lead singer of this group right here, the Cadillacs. And this is A Bowl of Soul, talking about They Often Call Me Speedo from 1955, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Boom, boom, boom.
Call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Mm-hmm. Naughty, you can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Mm-hmm. No, for meeting brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. Mm-hmm. Naughty, you can call me Speedo, 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and I cause them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, Mama Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Call me Joe. Yes, Mama Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And Naughty gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
Giving you some classic doo-wop, shabop-bop from the Cadillacs, you know, and again, the Cadillacs, they formed in Harlem, you know, and they were in existence from 1953 to 1962. And, you know, Earl Speedo Carroll was with them from the beginning. And then he left in 1961 to join the Coasters. And like I said about Earl Speedo Carroll, you know, like I said, it was true. He was a custodian at PS 87 Elementary School. And he retired from there until 2005. But while he was doing that, he was still doing, you know, the oldies, doo-wop, rock and roll shows as well. But, you know, Earl Speedo Carroll, he died November 25th, 2012, from complications from stroke and diabetes. But, you know, we celebrate the Cadillacs and Earl Speedo Carroll singing, you know, They Often Call Me Speedo. But this was one of their biggest hits. It was one of their biggest hits. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, I enjoy this because, you know, I want to pull back a little bit. I had mentioned the person that had a record label in Harlem. His name, not Joe Robinson, because Joe Robinson was Sylvia Robinson's husband, but Bobby Robinson, that's what was trying to come to my head. Bobby Robinson, and if you watch the Godfather of Harlem, there is some parts where they have a guy that is acting that basically is kind of like portraying Bobby Robinson in the Godfather of Harlem. But you know, Bobby Robinson was an independent record producer and songwriter in New York City from the 1950s to the 1980s, and like I said, he was born in 1917, so, you know, when Bobby died, he was in his 90s. He died January 7, 2011 in Harlem, but, you know, this man had such a broad foundation. Not only was he responsible for cutting the records of doo-wop, but he was also instrumental to laying the foundation for hip-hop. Get it? Doo-wop, hip-hop? One of his record labels that he had was Enjoy Records, where you heard Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. You heard Spoonie G. You heard the Treacherous 3. You heard the Funky 4 plus one more on Enjoy Records before they started going to Sugar Hill Records. But he had Enjoy Records, Fury Records, Fire Records, Red Robin Records, and Sue Records. And, you know, he definitely has his place in R&B and rock and roll history. And we celebrate Mr. Bobby Robinson right here on the Bowl of Soul and the Cadillacs. And coming up next, this is one of the songs I did like from this group called the El Dorados, talking about At My Front Door. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
A Bowl of Soul celebrating the El Dorados, who were from Chicago. And the members of the El Dorados were Perkle Lee Moses Jr., lead vocals, Lewis Bradley and Arthur Bassett, tenors, Jule Jones, second tenor baritone, James Maddox and Richard Nickens, both baritone and bass. And, you know, they were signed to really the first black record label, VJ Records, which was the same record label that the Beatles were signed to, believe it or not. Vivian Carter, black woman, owned this record label and heard them and signed them to her VJ Records label, making their first recordings in mid-1954. This song went to number one on the R&B charts in 1955. And this is A Bowl of Soul. One thing you're going to find interesting about doo-wop records, they're not like the R&B records today. They don't last like 4 minutes or 5 minutes and something seconds. A lot of these songs, like you heard Frankie Lyman earlier in the show, that was 1 minute and 56 seconds. Okay, a lot of the doo-wop records, they knew how to pack a lot of punch in 2 minutes and change. And these records are so classic. These are golden records. And I'm going to tell you, the fact that you can get that four-part harmony and the precision and the sound was just something to behold. Coming up next, the Del Vikings, which was an integrated group. They were like the first integrated group where you had black and white members in the group. This is their single from 1957 talking about Whispering Bells. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Y'all, giving you one of the first interracial, very successful doo-wop groups, the Del Vikings, who hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they were, one of their hot hits was Come Go With Me, as well as Whispering Bells. And these guys, they got together, they were formed in 1955 by members. They were all in the United States Air Force Station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the members of the Del Vikings were Clarence Quick, who was born February 2nd, 1937. He passed away on May 5th, 1983. Crip Johnson, born May 16th, 1933, passed away on June 22nd, 1990. Also, Don Jackson, Samuel Patterson, Bernard Robertson, and Clarence Harvey Ringo. And these guys were very, very, very popular. Very popular. And their first hit came in December of 1956 with Come Go With Me, released on Phoebe Records. And then Come Go With Me again was re-released again on Dot Records. But you know, this song with what you just heard, Whispering Bells, also released in 1957, reached number 5 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 9 on the U.S. pop chart in 1957. And coming up next, we're gonna play another song that I like from this group, the Kodaks, talking about Oh Gee, Oh Gosh. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Tell me what you think.
I want you to love me. There's no one above me. Love me the way you love me best. I love you, squeeze you tight, morning, afternoon, and night. Loving you will be my happiness. All my love is yours to take. Kisses taste like angel cake. Hope my kisses taste as good to you.
guest by the Kodaks, who were from Newark, New Jersey, and that came out in 1958, and they were led by a female singer, Pearl McKinnon, James Patrick, first tenor, William Franklin, second tenor, Larry Davis, baritone, and William Miller, who was bass. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Sorry, sorry.
Was also another integrated group from Brooklyn, New York. This song, Sorry I Ran All the Way Home, which, you know, basically came out in 1959. And this group was led by the singer who was a black singer, Joe Speedo Frazier, who was born September 5th, 1943, and he died April 1st, 2014. And the other members of the Impalas were Richard Wagner, Lenny Renda, and Tony Carlucci. And, you know, this song was a million seller. It sold 1 million copies. It was number 2 on the U.S. pop chart, number 14 on the R&B chart, you know. And this song was number 28 in the United Kingdom. This single was a hot single. It's a very catchy, very, very catchy tune. And we celebrate the Impalas from Brooklyn, New York, here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of the groups that I mentioned earlier that the lead singer used to work with my dad, Mr. Earl Lewis and the Channels from 1956, singing The Closer You Are. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
The closer you are.
Oh,
giving you some classic doo-wop, shabop-bop from the legendary Channels with the 1956 hit, The Closer You Are. Like I said, the members of the Channels were Larry Hampton, Billy Morris, Edward Dolphin, Earl Michael Lewis, and Clifton Wright. And you know, Earl Lewis was the group's main songwriter, and he wrote this song, The Closer You Are. And you know, again, this group, you know, hailed from New York City, and they definitely had a big influence on the doo-wop scene. And coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play The Spaniels. We're going back to 1953, talking about Baby, It's You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Baby, I need you so. I'll never let you go. 'Cause I love you so. Oh, baby, baby, I want you here with me. It's you I love, you see. Your love I crave to be. Baby, when you kiss me, baby, baby. Oh, you make me feel so good. Daddy, no, no, you would, baby, baby.
Giving you some more classic Midwestern doo-wop soul from the Spaniels. And you know, the Spaniels, you know, they started in 1952 and they lasted till 1970. All the members of the Spaniels are deceased. The lead singer, James Pookie Hudson, was born June 11, 1934, died January 16, 2007. Ernest Warren, born December 2, 1933. He passed away May 7, 2012. Willie C. Jackson, who just recently, he died like about 5 years ago. He was 79 years old, died February 18, 2015. Opal Courtney Jr., was born November 22nd, 1936, and he passed on September 18, 2008. And Gerald Gregory, born June 10th, 1934, passed away on February 12th, 1999, and he was a bass singer. And you know, their signature song is Good Night, Sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, 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 do. That was hit number 24 on the Variety's pop chart, and it rose to number 5 on the Billboard R&B chart. And you know, the Spaniels regularly performed at world famous Apollo Theater here in New York City in Harlem, New York, and the Regal Theater in Chicago, and other theaters that were on the Chitlin Circuit. And they were, they recorded on VJ Records. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, coming up next, I want to give you some more doo-wop shabop bop from Lee Andrew and the Hearts. And what you don't know about Lee Andrews is Lee Andrews was the father of the Roots Questlove. Here's singing with his group, doo-wop group, the Hearts, Long Lonely Nights from 1957. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Long, long and lonely nights, I cry my eyes out over you, wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart. Oh, long, long and lonely nights. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please, please come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face when I pass through my doorway. What's left for me to pay? Coming home, long, long and lonely nights ever since you've been gone. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face when I pass through doorway. What's left for me to face? Oh, long, long and lonely nights. I guess you're never coming home. Long, long and lonely nights ever since
like that. Woof. You know, this group came from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this group, this was one of their big hits, Long Lonely Nights, you know, and you know, the lead singer Lee Andrews was born Arthur Lee Andrews Thompson on June 2nd, 1936, and like I said, he is the father of Amir Questlove Thompson and singer-songwriter Don T, and he, Mr. Lee Andrews, is the son of singer Beachy Thompson of the gospel music group, the Dixie Hummingbirds. And, you know, Lee Andrews, he passed away on March 16th, 2016, at the age of 79. And, you know, he is also one of the forerunners of the doo-wop era as well. And, you know, the singers, not only was Lee Andrews, but Roy Calhoun, first tenor, Thomas Butch Curry, second tenor, Ted Weems, baritone, and Wendell Calhoun, bass. And, you know, they leave a remarkable legacy on the roots of doo-wop soul, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm enjoying this because there's a lot of connections here, and a lot of the music and a lot of the groups and a lot of your R&B soul groups get their foundation right from here, from doo-wop. Coming up next, the Schoolboys, talking about Please Say You Want Me from 1957. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening.
Classic doo-wop from Harlem's own, the Schoolboys. And you know, this group, they had a number 13 R&B hit with this song, Please Say You Want Me. And they were, the group members were Leslie Martin, lead, Roger Hayes, tenor, James McKay, baritone, Ronaldo Gamble, bass. And you know, they really didn't last that long. I think they were around for like, they were like short-lived. They were around for about maybe 3 years. But the Schoolboys typified the East Coast preteen soprano sound. But they were short-lived. But they got their entry into the recording business, which was facilitated at the time from WWRL's New York disc jockey, Tommy Dr. Jive Smalls, who introduced the group. And the group, and Tommy Smalls was able to arrange for the Schoolboys to be signed to the OK Records label. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I like this song. This was done by a female lead. You know, like I said, doo-wop lasted till about 1965. So in 1962, there was this group called The Sensations where they had this song, Let Me In, Woo, Woo, Woo! And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jumping.
The Sensations from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the singer you just heard, Yvonne Mills Baker, Alfonso Howell, Richard Curtin, and Sam Armstrong. And you know, this song rose to number 2 R&B in 1961 and number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I'm going to leave you with the Orlans, who were also from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, talking about Don't Hang Up. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Orlans in 1962, you know. This was their third, like, this was like their second back-to-back hit. And in fact, they had three top charters in 1962. The first one was the Watusie, which was number 2 on the pop chart, number 5 on the R&B chart. And this song, Don't Hang Up, which was number 4 on the pop chart, number 3 on the R&B chart. And then Meet Me on South Street was number 3 on the pop chart and number 4 on the R&B chart. And we celebrate the Orlans from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, here on A Bowl of Soul. And I just wanted to have you enjoy listening to the foundations, one of the foundations of R&B soul music, which was doo-wop, Street Corner Harmony. And I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Definitely catch up with A Bowl of Soul by following me on Facebook. Like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, at Professor T Love, P-R-O-F T Love, y'all. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul 365, well, this year 366 days of the year on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can catch A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio as well. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. I want to thank iHeartRadio for having A Bowl of Soul and Live 365. And most of all, you can catch A Bowl of Soul right here on the Progressive Radio Network on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank Gary Noe for continuing to have. This is my 250th broadcast on the Progressive Radio Network, and I'm clapping for that, boy. 250 shows, man. I'm, you know, just doing it, and love y'all. Been on the Progressive Radio Network for 8 years. Now, and this was the this was my foundation, my jump start into other syndicated platforms as well. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul at www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you catch me. I am now also on Deezer.com. You can also listen to A Bowl of Soul on radio.com as well, and radiopublic.com as well. And you can catch A Bowl of Soul as well on TuneIn and Stitcher Radio as well. And just, you know, want to thank all of you for listening to A Bowl of Soul. And I just want to make another announcement here, is that, you know, I had a contest last week, and basically, you know, I gave you one of the lyrics where, you know, what good is a love affair if we can't see eye to eye? And that came from, that lyric came from the song If You Don't Know Me By Now, which was done by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, 1972. And the winner of the giveaway, hotel resort giveaway, is Mr. Johnny Chen. He responded right away, I'm telling you. And I just want to give a clap up to Mr. Johnny Chen, because he listened to the show right away. He just knew. You know what I'm saying? And someone else also chimed in, but I wanted exactly the, not just Teddy Pendergrass, I wanted to know the name of the group. Yes, Teddy Pendergrass was the lead singer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but the group, when it was put out by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, If You Don't Know Me By Now. Now, Simply Red did their version of it, but that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for the original version. So I want to give big claps up to Mr. Johnny Chen. I will be getting in contact with him soon about his giveaway, his prize. And definitely there will be more to come. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just loving y'all out there for tuning in to A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, give me some feedback. I hope you liked the doo-wop special that I did here, because that is the foundations of R&B and soul music. And like I said, A Bowl of Soul covers from 1949 to the present, you know, the old school and the new school. So if you hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com and let me know what you think, because I believe in presenting the whole spectrum, of music. And if you listen within this podcast, there are many people that had laid the foundations for hip-hop that actually took their time and recorded local hip-hop, which now is international hip-hop to this day. So I hope that you enjoyed this segment of Bowl of Soul. Please, we celebrated. We had a fabulous Black History Month. It was just fabulous. The NAACP Awards, you know, also the Oscars as well, the Grammy Awards, and, you know, just celebrating Black culture, you know. And also, I want you all to be careful out there, because we have this, I call it a plague. It's really a plague, but the coronavirus. Please wash your hands. Please, if you need to get a flu shot, get one. Make sure you are careful where you sit. Just be cognizant, you know, of all people around you. Just make sure, keep your body strong. Make sure you're drinking proper fluids, that you're taking your vitamins, you're taking care of yourself, because this virus is no joke, and it's serious. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you look out for one another, you protect one another. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for listening to A Bowl of Soul. Until we meet again next week, going to bring you some more fabulous R&B soul. And this is Professor T Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.